Your SteveJonesShow.com podcast audio is loading now. Today's SteveJonesShow.com podcast audio is sponsored by Purdy Insurance, Market Street, Sunbury, and online at PurdyInsurance.com.
Sports talk where your voice counts. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now from the Sunbury Motors Studio, here's Steve Jones.
Good Monday to each and every one of you, and it's great to be with you once again on this first Monday of June. Brought to you by our good friends at Purdy Insurance, Market Street in Sunbury. The Purdy's have served this community and have given back to this community for decades. They will take great care of your insurance needs. Purdy Insurance, Market Street in Sunbury. Go to purdyinsurance.com. I'm in the Sunbury Motors studio once again. Our great thanks to what is 99 years of incredible success, Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury. Sunbury Motors Key, routes 11 and 15, Hummel's Wharf. They will take care of you from the moment you walk on the lot until after you buy. The great service department. I mean, that's Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury. Sunbury Motors Key, routes 11 and 15, Hummel's Wharf. Is Buhner in the house today?
He is. I'm here with listen to this. I'm here with the award-winning Kevin Herr.
Yes, Kevin has been able to, for those who don't realize it, and I'm surprised that you don't know about because of the several billboards that he bought. But
they just put the signs up this morning.
It's all about the marketing.
Kevin has pulled off in our business what we call the double, where you get recognition from the Pennsylvania Association of Broadcasters, but then also recognition by Associated Press. He's won both awards this year for his work. And, you know, Bob's an award winner. Kevin's an award winner. I'm really the slacker on the show. So that's about what it comes down to. But congratulations. We cannot begin to tell you how incredibly proud we are of what is well-deserved recognition by an outstanding broadcaster.
Very, very humbled. And as I said before, Dave Ritchie carries me very well. He does a great job to help out.
And, you know, the funny thing, Steve, is I was there at the game.
That's right. You were watching. Sitting beside us, weren't you?
I was sitting beside these guys during that broadcast. I didn't even get a mention that I was there coaching both Dave and Kevin throughout the District 4 championship basketball game between two outstanding schools, Shikellamy and Danville. And, Kevin pulled it off with able assistance and support from the chief.
Well, congratulations! I can't
Thank
begin
both,
to tell you how
sure.
happy I am for you. I sent a more personal text to him the other day about how I felt. So,
well, I did.
Yeah, I'm sure.
No, you did. I told you how much I really appreciate it. It means a lot. It's a great honor to be able to do one of the two, to do both of them. It's just it's amazing to me.
We can kid around all we want, but, you know.
Yeah, this is statewide.
I mean, Kevin and I are pretty close. I mean, so it's not, you know. So, I mean, there are moments I can actually be serious with him.
Few and far between.
I was going to say, it's not a lot. It's not all the time. I wouldn't say it's not a lot. It's not all the time. But then again, I wouldn't expect that from him, you know.
It's as often as I can take it.
Exactly.
No, I share it very much with Dave Ritchie, who is very much a part of that broadcast and does an outstanding job of being able to explain basketball to even me.
What gets me is that, you know, on the billboards, Dave's name's not even there.
Well, there is an asterisk somewhere on the billboard.
It's there. You just can't see it unless you go right up to the billboard with a magnifying glass. So,
and then
I mean, the big picture of Kevin and the words "I did it,"
raising my headset in the air.
The funny part of that is, Steve, is before we went on the air, I said to Kevin, you know, how was your weekend? And all he was doing was moaning about all the sporting events where his team or who he was cheering for or something like that just had the lousiest weekend. And I said, well, you know, the Pirates are all right. The Steelers didn't screw up. And, you know, you won this award. It should be a pretty doggone good weekend.
That was actually one of the better parts of the weekend. That's true. So,
Bob, you have to – I think the audience – how long have you worked it? 19 years there, 20 years the other year?
This is year 21.
Year 21. He's been on the air now 21 years in the area.
Yes, at least.
Even they know by now he's essentially miserable.
Okay. I mean, no, that's not true. For about 10 minutes each week, I'm not miserable. And it's not the 10 hours each week, I'm not really miserable. And that's when a football broadcast or basketball broadcast is on the air.
You have to remember. I mean, and it's a statement unto itself. What's his favorite month?
August.
Okay. August.
When nothing is going on.
When optimism is at its peak.
And you know, that phrase, the dog days of August, we know why that is. Because it's just nothing. But to Kevin, it's like Christmas.
It's the build-up to Christmas.
Oh, the build-up to Christmas. Yeah. It's like waiting for Santa to bring the gifts. That's August for Kevin. In Kevin's world.
So Christmas morning stinks to you.
Yeah. No. I like the build-up. Christmas morning is fine, but the build-up is even better. I love the Indianapolis 500, but the pre-show is what really gets me going for it, Steve.
Comment met with stark silence and scratching of heads
across
the universe.
Yeah, there's a surprise. I am who I am.
Yes.
Yeah.
But it was a good weekend. Kevin and Steve, it was a great weekend.
Steve actually watched the IndyCar race on Saturday.
No.
Do you know how I know?
I watched two laps.
That's okay. But do you know, I got a text and telling me how exciting it was. And then I realized I didn't set my DVR for Saturday's race, but I did set it for Sunday.
Oops.
So I quickly went to my app so I could catch up.
Okay.
And because ABC has the coverage,
yes.
On the app I could only get the in-car camera. The two in-car cameras I could get were like 22nd and 23rd.
Well, it's not going to help you watching those things go around in circles all afternoon.
But Steve did a good job of keeping me up to date.
He did. For those two laps he watched.
Meanwhile, are you done?
I watch collegiate rugby.
Oh, well, you didn't win an award for this show.
All right. Now, wait a minute. Bob just said he watched collegiate rugby. Now, you're not going to say anything about that?
That's a great sport.
Come on.
And Penn State was in it.
I'm not saying it's not a great sport, but you're always talking about sports that nobody watches that I watch.
Huge ratings down Kutztown way.
Elio Castroneves led 43 laps yesterday.
Yes, he did.
Okay. Will Power led 2.
That is also correct.
Wow, my pulse is just racing. All right. That's just terrific. I mean, really great.
And what did I say to you about Will Power?
Well, you're a nasty, bitter guy.
Will Power got into a little bit of a scuffle early on in the race and ended up getting a penalty. And I said, somebody needs to, quote, race him, unquote, soon.
Yeah, okay. Ed Ruth has made the world team for the United States.
Stunning event.
It's rare in today's game because Olympic wrestling, that style, okay, is, quote, an older man's game. When I mean older man's, I don't mean a 22-year-old. I mean for guys that are 25 to 35 years of age. It's right in that range where that's where in freestyle they peak. And I am so impressed by what he was able to do. Look, and David Taylor's marvelous, but he has one hurdle he's got to get over. But he's the defending Olympic champion, the whole thing. Jordan Burroughs. And with Ed Ruth, to clear this hurdle and to get there the way he has, pretty impressive to be in the world team now.
Stunning.
I think people think that going from collegiate wrestling and being a national collegiate champion, of which he was, by the way, a three-time national champ.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, all right. They think it's okay if one just goes right to the other.
No, it's not.
That's not how it goes. It's too different.
And I think this weekend in the national championship or the selection of the national championship team, they wrestle basically a 2 out of 3. I think in one of the matches, Ruth pinned his opponent, which I believe, you know, and that level is just almost unheard of. And David Taylor came very, very, very close to upsetting Jordan Burroughs. But I think it's a matter of you said, Steve. These guys peak 25 to 35. David is, what, 22, 23?
But David's got 2 years, and I'm telling you, in 2 years, he'll beat this guy.
You know what that's called in 2 years from now? The Olympic Games.
Right, that's my point.
Yep.
That's 2016.
Yes.
And I think he is little by little, he gets closer and closer and closer to him and closes the gap.
Mm-hmm.
I think there'll be a point where suddenly David Taylor is just the better guy and he goes past him. Burroughs is still the better guy.
Yeah. And
okay? All right? I mean, and that's not a cut to David Taylor at all, because Burroughs is the best in the world. But David is the only wrestler in the world that has closed the gap on him. And I think in 2 years he can get past him. Ed Ruth, to do this now, is really, as you said, it's an amazing feat for him to do this now. And it's going to benefit him exponentially by putting him on the world stage the next couple of years.
I couldn't agree more. And I think Penn State, the Nittany Lion Wrestling Club, had someone else on that too. Is it Jake Varner, maybe?
Jake Varner. Jake Varner does his wrestling here.
Yes.
At Penn State. Works out with Cale Sanderson. Cale trains him and so forth. And it's been a big, big plus for him to have that. And he has been very, very important in Jake Varner's development. And Jake has just stepped up, and he's put together a phenomenal freestyle career.
So this is great for the sport of wrestling and the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania, and in particular some Penn State wrestling as well. So
no question.
You know,
no question.
It's just amazing to see these guys go from collegiate scholastic-style wrestling and then go right into Greco-Roman, where they wrestle Olympic style, which is Greco-Roman. It's a lot of holds above the body, too. You know, that's, or above the waist, rather. That's what amazes me, is the upper body strength that it takes to be a Greco wrestler.
Right, exactly. There are the differences that come into play as opposed to collegiate wrestling. It is a different style, and it takes, you know, it takes more. I think it's a big plus, by the way, for these guys that they are able to, you know, now that they're out of college, to concentrate exclusively on this style and not have to go back to the collegiate style.
Yeah, and there are obviously not so subtle differences, maybe to the untrained spectator who doesn't appreciate the difference, but to the wrestlers, it is night and day, just going from what we call folk style or the American style of freestyle and the real world recognized freestyle. Lots of differences. And the whole approach to the wrestling is different because, for example, there is 2-3-minute periods, and there's a minute break in between the periods. It's not like college or high school where it's bang, 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 three periods, one after the other. And
right.
It's more like there's a first half and a second half of a match at the freestyle level.
All right. Purdy Insurance is our sponsor today. Great to have them on board. You know, the Purdys do a great job of taking care of your insurance needs. And by the way, also understand how important it is to give back to the community. Purdy Insurance, Market Street in Sunbury. Go to purdyinsurance.com. We're in the Sunbury Motors Studio, 4th Street in Sunbury. Sunbury Motors Key, Routes 11 and 15, Hummel's Wharf. Bob and I will be back with the amazing award winner, Kevin Herr, in the next half hour.
Ooh, can we keep that title in there? I like that.
Just enjoy the next half hour. Then at that point, there's a cutoff.
I'll take what I can get.
Well, maybe we'll cut it off now. News at the bottom of the hour.
While looking for a vehicle, you know that if it sounds too good to be true, chances are it is too good to be true. You get the runaround, got to go from place to place. Well, you can just skip all of that and go straight to Sunbury Motor Company. Sunbury Motor Company has been satisfying more customers and selling more cars since 1915, so you know they've got it right. No offers that look good on paper or online, and then you get disappointed when you see them in person. Sunbury Motor Company offers a lineup few other auto dealers in the area can compete with. With the inventory of Ford, Hyundai, Kia, and Lincoln vehicles, there will be no problem finding the right vehicle that fits your needs and your budget. And the friendly, knowledgeable staff's ready and able to help you with everything from the test drive to the drive off the lot. See for yourself at Sunbury Motors. Sunbury Motors, Ford, Lincoln, Hyundai, in the North 4th Street Auto Plaza, Sunbury, and Sunbury Motors Kia, Routes 11 and 15, Hummel's Wharf. Look for them online anytime at sunburymotors.com.
Insuring your business is serious stuff. You don't need gimmicks or cutesy mascots or punchlines. You certainly don't want red tape. You just want the right coverage at the right price. We're as serious about insuring your business as you are about running it. Selective. Response is everything.
Get to know your local Selective agent, Pretty Insurance, on Market Street in Sunbury or at prettyinsurance.com. Find out what Pretty Insurance can do for you.
Taking your calls at 800-795-9565. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now from the Sunbury Motors Studio, here's Steve Jones.
Hola, buenos dias, bonjour, guten Abend. How you? We're here at the beautiful Chateau, home of the Sunbury Motors Studio. Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury. Sunbury Motors, KA Routes 11 and 15, Hummel's Wharf. And on this Monday, we're proud to be brought to you by the wonderful people at Purdy Insurance. They will take care of all their insurance needs. You and your needs are absolutely important to them. They will craft your insurance needs around what you need and your lifestyle. That's Purdy Insurance, Market Street in Sunbury. Go to purdyinsurance.com. With us today is the incredible and awesome Bob Buhner.
Thank you, Steve.
And with us is the state award winner in virtually every category, and now known as the heart and soul of this station and show, Kevin Herr.
Proud to be a part of the program.
And he finished second in synchronized swimming at the last Olympics.
I forgot my nose plugs. That was the difference.
Yes, an incredible award for him, and not undeserved. I don't know how many entries he competed against. But
two.
Exactly. There were these three guys from Benton that did a high school or junior high wrestling match. It got pretty exciting toward the end.
Wow, Bob. You get a little more brutal night.
I know.
That's hard to believe, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. And Steve, you know, the Sunbury Motors, what a great place, because I may have to go there. My wonderful Ford Taurus that I bought from the boys at Sunbury Motors met Bambi the deer on a road in rural Pennsylvania, and Bambi won. So, hello, Sunbury Motors.
Whoa. How about that?
Yeah.
Sorry to hear that.
It was hail damage, but the fur on the fender didn't speak well of that.
I mean, the hail was pretty big.
Kevin's out there like hoping the hail would take down his porch. What kind of life is this?
Yes. I actually tried to make it in here to the studio that day.
He's rolling his eyes, isn't he?
Yes, he really is. But I tried to make it in down Route 11 that day. Couldn't get out of my driveway. We were being pummeled and just bombed. It's amazing. Literally, I think there are more than 9,000 insurance claims from the greater Danville area as a result of that hailstorm. 8,000 from Kevin and 1,000 from everybody else.
There's actually one insurance company that actually parked their vehicle in where they have all the cars. They actually brought a motorhome in so that they could adjust and keep going all weekend long because there's so many vehicles to look at.
I'll bet.
Yes.
And Steve, what is happening in your life that's so important? Or not?
All I care about are the listeners.
True.
All right, let's. Yeah, it's not a lot of me over here. Okay.
Nope.
How's everything, Kev? Good, yeah?
I'm feeling good. Thanks for asking.
Yeah, it's great. It's in the end. In the end.
Exactly.
800-795-9565. If you'd like to call in and congratulate Kevin, you can do so at 800-795-9565. Your odds of getting on the air are slim. But,
yeah.
Again, 800-795-9565 is what we're looking forward to. The NCAA and the O'Bannon case is something that is worthy of conversation. EA Sports settled with the O'Bannon Group late last week. $40 million settlement. Now you saw when I saw the word settlement in O'Bannon, I thought, oh wow, they avoided this. No, they didn't. It was a $40 million settlement with EA Sports, which was the one that put the game out. And how they're going to distribute the $40 million, I have no idea. The trial begins a week from today,
yes.
And the O'Bannon people have opted for the judge to make the decision and not a jury. Bob, tell me a little bit from your point of view, the strategy there.
Well, first of all, the strategy, one thing we know is, although EA Sports, which marketed the video games where there were depictions of collegiate athletes who were licensed to EA Sports, not by the athletes themselves, but by the NCAA, the NCAA and the group led by Ed O'Bannon, a former UCLA basketball player, they have not settled. The trial will be players from all over that were collegiate athletes versus the NCAA. Couple reasons why you go in front of a judge, Steve. Number one, you're going to get a quicker result.
Right.
Number two, you know, you don't have any jury deliberations in a sense. Have 12 people go back and forth, yes or no, what do you think? In a civil case, generally the rule is you need 10 out of 12 jurors to agree on something to get a verdict, unlike criminal cases where it has to be unanimous. And so if you get a 6-6 or 7-5 split of the jurors, you get up a hung jury and you don't. With a judge, you're going to get a verdict. And the second thing is, the issues when you go to it for a trial by judge are largely going to be legal issues that a judge would decide, as opposed to try and determine what the facts of the case are. The facts here in the O'Bannon versus NCAA are well known by everybody, including the judge.
Yes.
So it's not like somebody gets on the witness stand and says, oh, I have an alibi. I was not in town the night the store was robbed. I was with my friends down in Harrisburg or pick a city. And then the jury has to sort out credibility of the various witnesses. These facts are pretty well set in stone. It's the legal points and how the facts of the case apply to the law. And so that's why you go trial by judge, Steve.
I have another important question for you in a moment. But
yep.
First, Dick in Milton at 800-795-9565. Hi, Dick. Welcome back.
Hey, Steve. Hey, I just wanted to, and maybe you covered this when you were talking about the wrestling over the weekend.
Yes.
I wanted to congratulate Ed Ruth, obviously, and David Taylor. But Nico Megalunas wrestled, and so did Frank Molinaro. Molinaro took third at his weight class.
Yeah.
So I'm not sure.
Megalunas,
I'm sure they were wrestling for the Penn State club. I'm just... You know,
yeah, Megalunas had a big time. Yeah, they had a big time run, but really Taylor and Ruth are much closer, really, to getting to where they need to go. I mean, and obviously Jake Varner.
I wasn't disputing that. I just didn't know if you hadn't mentioned Megalunas and Molinaro as, you know, former NCAA champion, obviously.
Yeah.
And the other thing is, this isn't mean to correct you, but I'll tell you who could have been pretty close, but he's out of action is Kyle Dake. I mean, he's pretty good, and he just isn't wrestling because of an injury. So he would have been at the weight class with Taylor and Jordan Burroughs. And I'm sure he's pretty much at their level, or at least I'm sure he's at Taylor's level if not at Burroughs' level. Not many people are. But anyhow, that's all I really wanted to say. And then thanks a lot.
Yeah. Appreciate it very much. Thanks for adding in.
Dick is right about that. That was the one person I was trying to think of, Kyle Dake, who was a four-time NCAA champion at four different weight classes, and I think he retired his collegiate career along the same lines as Kale Sanderson, undefeated over 4 years. So, yeah, he was the man not present in the room with David Taylor and Jordan Burroughs. Good point.
But very good point. At the same time, you know, this is a different style, and now you start wrestling this style every single time. I think it benefits. The staying away from collegiate wrestling is going to benefit these guys from not doing it.
Amen. Anyway, go ahead,
the
Steve.
Next, but Dick makes, by the way, Dick, thanks for that about Molinaro, about Nico, because we didn't mention either one of them. And by mentioning Kyle Dake, we appreciate that very much. Now, the question I wanted to get to you is awards. Say you win.
Yes.
What is the tradition of a judge with an award versus the emotion of a jury with an award?
Very good question. Let's go back on one of the underlying tenets of this entire case. It is a class action lawsuit that has been brought by several named plaintiffs, one of whom is Ed O'Bannon, as I said, UCLA collegiate star. And
by the way, includes Bill Russell, Oscar Robertson.
Yeah.
I mean, there's a deep pool of names here that people don't realize.
And also, every collegiate athlete in various sports that where there were these EA games, that goes back, literally, I think the pool of potential claimants in this class action, I saw a number that exceeds 120,000.
Right.
And so they already have a formula between the settled parties, which is EA Sports and the plaintiffs, as to how to sort of slice up the pie. And it's also going to depend on how many people, NCAA athletes, submit claims to a claim center, and that everything is pro-rationed. If you're a named plaintiff like O'Bannon, you'll get a higher verdict plus a share of the pie. The difference is judge versus jury. The one thing we know is that what we're talking about is money. And that's really what it comes down to. There are two components to damages in civil cases. The first is actual out-of-pocket losses that these people would have had they been properly compensated. Those are called compensatory damages. And the judge is first going to have to look at that, and each side gets to show what those compensatory damages would be. Obviously, the plaintiff, the Ed O'Bannon group, are going to say it's millions and millions and millions of dollars. The NCAA is going to say, no, wait a minute. These guys, you know, it's nothing. What it's going to go down to is the profits that were made or the money that was paid to the NCAA. So that's compensatory damages. Then the second aspect is there sufficient evidence to believe that punitive damages or damages to punish wrongdoers should be added into the mix? And this is where
this is where the NCAA is going to really struggle.
I don't know about that. I think
I think they will.
I'll give you the opposite side on that. There's been a great pushback from the U.S. Supreme Court over the last decade to rope in or bring in punitive damages because there were some outlandish verdicts that were given in a whole variety of cases, you know, $100 billion for this and $50 billion for that. So the Supreme Court of the United States has said there must be some direct correlation between the compensatory damages, the harm involved, and the punitive damages. A judge would know that. And a judge making the decision would always be looking over his shoulder to, as we call them, the Supremes, the nine black robe wonders in Washington, D.C., because a judge does not want to be reversed by his bosses, so to speak. So a judge would be more mindful of the parameters of punitive damages than would 12 people who, you know, make their decision, there you go, this is outrageous, and they ring up what we used to call a jackpot verdict. And so the judge is going to be more constrained, I believe, than a jury, which is good. One of the reasons it's good, Steve, is jury verdicts can oftentimes be reversed for a variety of reasons. But when a judge makes a decision and awards damages, the chance of that being reversed on appeal are much lower than what a jury would do. So both sides want, I think, and this thing's been winding around the courts for a long time, want some finality and not endless appeals. A judge gives that to the plaintiffs, to the Ed O'Bannons.
Well, here's the issue I have.
Okay.
That the NCAA is going to really struggle with when it comes to that. The NCAA knowingly, okay,
mm-hmm.
contracted out EA Sports.
Yeah.
And crafted the rules in such a way, okay, where they took it as close as possible to image reality. And yeah. they got too cute about it.
Oh yeah, they you know,
and the NCAA profited from this, and to the edge of image being used. Look, and here's the deal. Most of the guys that are in the game that like look like these guys are like, hey, it's really cool. I'm in the game. They're happy.
Sure, you know? Some of them are, but...
okay, yeah. But then there are others who are saying, you know, hey, wait a minute. You know, why is the NCAA profiting off of my likeness in the game and how I play the game?
Yeah. And they make the rules that say that I have to be an amateur and can't get paid, and they get the benefit of the rules they make, which punish me and benefit them. Crazy.
I noticed EA Sports stop using the claim, if it's in the game, it's in the game, because it's not true anymore.
Well, but here it is. You have, okay, you don't put names in the back of the jerseys. You don't mention them by name in the game, right?
Mm-hmm.
But number five looks just like Braxton Miller. And wow, unbelievable. Number 14 looks just like Nick Marshall. And you know, and plays the same way in an Auburn jersey, and I mean everything about it is realistic.
Sure.
Except they skirt it by not putting the names on the back or mentioning their names. Well, you know, I'm sorry, but guess what? A turtle crosses the road. I know it's a turtle.
Well, as I'm fond of saying, just because it quacks like a duck, walks like a duck, has a bill like a duck, well, you don't really need an ornithologist to tell you it's a duck.
Right, exactly. And that's where they've skirted this thing in such a way where they got, you know, and the NCAA has had a habit of being too clever about certain things. This is one of those. They got way too clever about it. And I guess O'Bannon was on the cover of this thing in 95. I think that's what spurred this
on. Well, I'll tell you what happened, actually, Steve, where it comes from. Ed O'Bannon now lives in Las Vegas, and he works out there for a car dealership and does other things in the community. One of the guys, I think it's, if I'm not mistaken, and I could get this wrong, but I'll apologize for it, Sonny Vaccaro.
I know Sonny Vaccaro.
Yeah, Sonny's from Pittsburgh. Sonny went out to Las Vegas many, many years ago, and he was one of the top odds makers in Las Vegas that sets the odds for the various sporting events, whether it's NASCAR, NCAA basketball, NFL. He's an odds maker, and he worked in several casinos. Well, he got to know Ed O'Bannon, and they got talking about this. And I think it was Sonny Vaccaro who actually funded the initial lawsuit to get Ed O'Bannon and others to jump in.
Right.
And I think Sonny has an axe to grind with the NCAA that may relate to Jerry Tarkanian and UNLV, et cetera. But that's the impetus
for
this.
And also AAU ball and things like
exactly.
that. And shoe sales and things like
that. Yeah, they tried to put him out of business.
Right. I mean, it's not like I've met Sonny. So,
yeah, he's
I mean,
a character.
Yeah, in the end, I mean, this is what it comes down to. But again, they got too cute with it. Now,
yes,
Kevin plays these. Kevin plays these things all the time. All right.
As a matter of fact, I think he's got it on the board now. Just looking over.
I just scored.
Yeah.
but the bottom line is that in the realism, quote, the alleged realism of it, they got too cute with it.
Yeah. When you're having a basketball game that you're playing from EA Sports, and there's a guy wearing a UCLA jersey with number 33 on it, and he's about 7 foot tall doing a skyhook, you don't have to have an imagination to know that just might be Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, even though its name's not on the back.
Steve, I don't know the answer to this, and maybe you do. In 2011, for instance, Tebow was actually the cover of NCAA Football 11, which actually I think came out in 2010 to be exact. But anyway, at that point, they started using players that had graduated or will graduate. Didn't they start paying the cover player? Because they'd have a selection contest, and didn't they end up paying the player?
I don't know. All I know is that, you know, suddenly out of nowhere in the past year, the NCAA broke off with EA Sports, and the press release read like a legal draft.
Yeah, obviously put
which
together.
Right, and I'm not kidding you. It read like a might as well put whereas and wherein. I'm like, what the heck?
And heretofore,
is this?
And the party of the first part, all that kind of stuff. Sure.
Okay. And then now EA Sports has come up with this $40 million settlement, which, I mean, they went out and took their part of it. The NCAA, you know, everyone talks about what's happening with Penn State. And obviously, we know, you know, with the latest Mitchell report was released last week. And gee, you know, everybody here, I mean, I know I fainted when I found out they're doing things right.
Yeah, what
and,
a shock.
And so, you know, this O'Bannon thing does, to me, has a very indirect relationship with what's going on here at Penn State, because I think the outcome of this also, you know, I think may spur other things, too, about, look, hey, you know, that the NCAA may want to get out of certain things.
There's no question about that.
Because this the O'Bannon suit is, you know, even though to Penn State fans, the single most important thing to them is what's happened with the consent decree and the sanctions and so forth, and where everything stands and what they might get back. You know, obviously it's personal to Penn State fans, but the number one thing at the NCAA is this thing starting a week from today. We'll come back with more on News Radio 1070 WKOK.